Up and Adam this morning. It is Simo and Jordan just hanging out 5 minutes past six for that Monday morning on Snow FM breakfast.
I tell you what, a little bit windy it was up on the mountain over the weekend.
A little bit.
A little bit of us got blown away.
Yeah, did you notice? I mean, there was a whole bunch of wind hole that happened and, I mean, blizzardy type conditions. And not to mention, I think some of the footage and videos that I've seen, lots of people just having to walk up mountains in order to go back down them.
Yes, I know, that was me.
Because, like,
walk
lifts,
up the mountain.
Lots of lifts on shutdown and wind hold. And the great thing about that is that when they start walking, they're like, yeah, sweet, I'll just walk up the hill. And then you get halfway through walking up and you're like, oh, no, this is actually a mountain.
Oh, God, tell me about it. I had to do that when I went up yesterday. I mean, the calves got a workout, but I was pretty tired by the end of the day.
Lewis Capaldi this morning, Someone You Loved on 97.7 Snow FM. It is Snow FM at breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Hey now, Simo, every single Monday we take it in turns to do a shot of some kind of health drink, which is genuinely disgusting.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, you know, Monday pick me up.
Simo, this week you have prepared the shot for me.
Correct.
I don't know what it is yet, so I'm just going to get in early before you say it, which is you can give us a call now and you can save me if you want to, and then Simo has to drink his
That's
own
correct.
Shot.
So 64572977, it is up to you who deals with the Monday morning shot.
Yes.
And, well, right. This morning...
What have you got for me?
So it is it's a bit of like one of these like salt tablet type things.
Mm-hmm.
So at this potency, I'm not sure how you're going to go. But you're going to get your fair amount of vitamin B in and your vitamin C and, you know, your pantothenic acid and all that kind of jam. But it turns out you're not going to get it in at all because...
Wonderful. I was going to say, because you just passed me over the shot, it's this orangey liquid, which isn't... It's a bit slimy. It's not really the liquid for me. You're sure like you didn't just urinate in it or something?
No, I didn't. Good morning to our first caller through.
It's William.
Hey, William.
Hi, William.
How's Canberra this morning?
Windy.
Oh, mate. Well, here's hoping that it's all good because you're in you're couriering today as well.
Yeah, just going to work.
Oh, mate. Well, William, as per usual, he's like gets involved on this Monday morning.
There you are, Simo.
Thank you very much. You just have old mate William there organised for me, would you?
William, I've never been happier to hear your voice in my life.
No problem.
I think we have a bit of a love-hate relationship with William because he calls up almost every week.
Yeah.
And sometimes he's helping us and sometimes he's not.
Classic.
All right, William, do you want to give... I think Simo's ready. Do you want to give him a bit of a countdown from five and he'll do the show?
Are you ready?
Oh, mate, I was born ready.
Go for it.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
down
man.
The hatch it goes...
Ooh.
How does it taste?
Oh, mate.
Do you feel like you've got extra vitamin C?
Mate, that was very, very salty. It's a salty start to the Monday morning. William in Canberra, thank you very much for joining
thank
us this
for
morning.
Thank you, William.
No problem. Enjoy.
Peace of your heart this morning on Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan just hanging out. And we are well on the way, 21 minutes en route to 7 o'clock.
And Simo, you've never been in prison, have you?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Well, you know, you never know how life's going to go.
Well, a group of Argentinian criminals were in an Argentinian prison.
Well, that's more unlikely. I'm more likely to be in an Australian prison if I do get convicted of a crime.
Unless you get convicted of a crime in Argentina.
Very true.
Well, this group of Argentinian criminals decided we don't really like prison that much.
Is that like a trait of an Argentinian criminal, or is that just most criminals? I feel like that's pretty generic. Mm. Most of them aren't going to enjoy it.
Yeah, but I think that's the kind of idea not to enjoy it. Anyway, so they thought, we're not really enjoying this. We might just pop out and escape.
Yeah, we might leave. Vote Brexit.
They decided to dig a tunnel. In the hope that they would go underneath the wall and escape. And they started digging the tunnel. All was going well.
Going full Shawshank Redemption.
I know, proper Shawshank Redemption. They started digging. Everything's going well. Going through the tunnel. Everything's going well. Thought, this is probably about far enough. Dug up to go out. And realised that they'd only dug into the dog kennel. Oh, the police dog kennel.
Nailed it.
In the prison.
Okay.
So they pop up. All the dogs start barking. Guards come. What are you doing here?
We're just going for, we're just
going for a casual dig.
Doing some mining.
Yeah. just looking for coal, as you do.
Yeah.
So, yes, did not go well for them. The interesting thing, though, well, I thought it was interesting, is they said that the guys are set to be released next year. So why do they need to... I don't know.
It's like when you go, when you got to go, you got to go, Jordan. Whitney Houston's voice, Kygo, taking care of business there. That was Higher. 7:22 this morning. Simo and Jordan Snowtham breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan.
Hey Simo, would you say you're a quality quality chess player?
I'm both. Quality tennis and chess can sometimes do it at the same time.
Ooh, two at the same time. That would be interesting.
You know it. But the reason you bring up chess is because, right, there's been a rising chess star caught allegedly cheating in a bathroom during a tournament in France this week.
Okay, how did he... had cheating in a bathroom? How?
This is my favourite part of the story, though, first, right? Mm-hmm. You ready for this?
Go for it.
Apparently, this is confirming months of speculation about his meteoric rise to Super Grandmaster. I mean,
Super Grandmaster, that's a good title.
Super Grandmaster and a meteoric rise, but, dude, you're still playing chess. It's not that much of a bigger deal.
That's what they should call whoever wins Wimbledon, not the winner, the Super Grandmaster.
A meteoric rise through the round of 16.
So how did he cheat?
So these days with your smartphones, it's just too easy.
Mm-hmm.
So you duck off to the loo, have a little bit of a look at your chess software, then come back out and play more of the game.
Oh, so he had some kind of app that would tell him, oh, make this move, and then that move or something?
Yeah, and so someone's taken a cheeky shot over the top of the toilet cubicle, which, mm-hmm. I mean, mate, you're playing with fire.
I know, I mean, he could have actually been, that could have been nasty.
Yeah, you don't just, like, go around bathrooms taking photos over the top of cubicles, you've no idea what you might see.
I'm pretty sure some police may have issues with doing that.
Phones are banned at tournaments, apparently, like chess tournaments, because chess software is used and players can gain an advantage. Some tournaments right now, because of this guy, he's a Russian dude, Grandmaster Igor Rouzis. So now they actually bring metal detectors and stuff to chess tournaments.
I was going to say, couldn't they just check his pockets to see if he had a phone or not? Wouldn't that have been easier than spying on him in the bathroom?
It would have been better if, like, they rang him.
Yeah, or that.
Blue. The latest from Andy Grammer, Don't Give Up On Me. Fresh music this morning. 19 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock. It is Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
And when bears attack, that's what we've been talking about this morning. And this happened in America. We don't really have bears here in Australia, but we do in America. Lady was just in her house. All of a sudden, a bear strolls past, and she realizes that she's left one of the windows open.
I've got a bit of it here.
He's going through the window. Oh, my God. Get away! Go!
So there it is. That's the audio from the whole thing that went down. But it's interesting how there's moments in life where she's not too concerned at the very beginning, but then all of a sudden when things get real...
She's not too concerned, but then she realises she's left the window open, sort of about a 10 centimetre or so open in the window. She's fine. The bear just ran away. I love the bloke at the end just yelling, bad bear, as if that's going to do anything.
It's... one of those moments where that's what I thoroughly enjoy is the fact that it's all fun and games until, you know, the age-old saying, it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt. Mm. And then she realises, oh, man, we can get hurt here. Like, this bear's coming through the window.
It's all fun and games until I realise that I left the window open and there's a massive bear there.
So have you ever had any big creatures kind of, have you ever faced off, you know, done Mortal Kombat with...
Not really. We talked last week about how I was swooped on by an embarrassingly small bird.
Yeah, that's not kind of what we're dealing with. But I actually, I grew up on a farm, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? You ready for story time?
Okay, here
actually,
we go.
I need some farm music. What's the bet? How about Old Town Road? Do you reckon that'll work? Here we go. So I grew up on a farm. And so my dad had a cattle stud.
Mm-hmm.
This is all true. I always wonder if people just don't believe me these days. But so a cattle stud, Pole Hereford, is a particular type of cow, and I am not built for farm work at all.
Mm.
Not interested. I was always jumping around on hay bales, doing things that were not ever particularly good for the business.
Please don't take this the wrong way, but feeble is the word I'd use.
Yeah, exactly. So... Dad asked me one day, he's like, oh, can you just go and move that particular cow, it's just this one cow right down at the edge of the paddock that just wouldn't move.
So how do you move? Just chase it or
just go over there and
something?
Ask it nicely.
Excuse me, Daisy. would you mind popping over here? You should just be like a steward on an aeroplane. Hello, Daisy. Welcome on board. You're sitting just down there on the right.
That's it. So I tried to do that at first. You have to remember I was probably 8 years of age in gumboots.
And you're probably still the exact same build now.
Yeah. But then it actually turns out, I found out this later, Dad realised that the last cow that was in the paddock hadn't been castrated properly, so it had a lot of different kind of chemicals running around in its brain.
I see.
And I got charged by a shorthorn steer, nearly killed me. Not quite a bear. But I got chased.
Still, I mean, being charged by a cow when you're eight, I can see why that would be a traumatic experience.
In gumboots. Apparently, I was, like, quicker than Usain Bolt that day. In gumboots, eight-year-old Simo just bailing. I was in tears. I was done.
Thought, radio work might be safer.
It is Simo and Jordan Wright here with you this morning.
And this is normally the time where we speak to your Omar Simo. Unfortunately, though, she's having the week off, having a little bit of a sleep in all week, which is fair enough. Completely fair enough. Not arguing with that.
Omar's been tuckered out, but Omar Idol continues. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Score yourself, well, a bit of a feed. That voucher is up for grabs this morning.
Exactly. I know I'm not going to be as good enough singer as Omar, so I'm not even going to try. So I've got been to the internet, found some lyrics. What I've done is translated them into Japanese and then back to English via Google Translate.
Okay, so you've done like the double translate.
Yes.
From one language and then back into its original one.
Well, I was going to read them in Japanese, but then I thought that could be very tricky. All right, Simo, are you ready for the lyrics today?
I am all set. It is Omar Idol, thanks to Mountain Munchies. What do you got?
So give us a call if you reckon you know what song I'm talking about here. Girls attack your hallelujah, woo. Girls attack your hallelujah, woo. Girls attack your hallelujah, woo. Cause Fong Gong gonna give it to you. Cause up Fong Gong gonna give it to you. Cause up Fong Gong gonna give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, I'm just looking.
I love the last. What's the last part?
I love it, I know. Don't believe me, I'm just looking.
That's so good.
That's brilliant.
If you're familiar with those lyrics, 64572977, score yourself a Mountain Munchies voucher this morning. And, why not, Jordan? Give it to us one more time. You kind of did it with a bit of style there.
Do you want to have a go, Simo? Would you be...
Oh, yeah, righto.
Go on. There you go.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Put your Simo spin on it.
Girls attack you, hallelujah. Girls attack you, hallelujah. Girls attack you, hallelujah! Cause funk gone, give it to ya. Saturday night, we on the spot. Don't believe me, I'm just looking.
Show off.
Never really over this morning, Katy Perry. It is Simo and Jordan hanging out, Snow FM breakfast. Don't believe me, I'm just looking. We are in the midst of Omar Idol, thanks to Mountain Munchies. And the phone line's going off for this one this morning. Good morning to the first caller through, Macy.
Oh, are you there, Macy? Ah, you are. Fantastic. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Do you have any exciting plans? Are you going skiing or snowboarding today?
Yeah, we're going snowboarding.
Nice.
She's a Sydney-sider as well, so she's come a long way to get amongst the snow.
Well, I mean, I'm a semi-Sydney-sider as well, so...
We won't hold that against either of you. That's completely fine. Macy,
thank you.
Do you know what the lyrics were this morning that we were translating to and from Japanese?
Uptown Funk.
Oh, yeah, it was. Don't believe me, I'm just looking.
I'm going to text Bruno Mars and he's going to change the lyrics. Don't believe me, I'm just looking.
Enjoy a bit of Bruno Mars, Macy.
Yep.
So you're right.
He doesn't.
She was right on that one. You've scored yourself a Mountain of Munchies voucher, so a bit of food once you make your way back down the hill. Have a great day on the slopes.
Thank you so much.
Aloe Blacks, Same Blood this morning. Fresh music on 97.7 Snow FM, now broadcasting on DAB Digital Radio in Canberra.
And now, Simo, you've been feeling a bit under the weather today?
Yes, it is time for what? New segment?
New segment, Dr. Jordan.
I've got some intro here for you. They try to make me go to rehab, but I say it, no, no, no. checking into rehab with Dr. Jordan.
Well, look, I don't think you were quite at the rehab stage just yet. I mean, you've just got a minor cold. But still, no, that's all right. Come into my doctor's office and we'll fix you up. Come in, have a seat. You are good. Simo, little did you know that I've got a medical degree.
Oh, really?
Well, for the purpose of this, yes. Not legally.
In that case, I better give you a more hefty intro.
What a tune.
Step into your office.
Thank you. Come in, have a seat. So tell, what's your symptoms?
Oh, just the general, I'm pretty sure it's just the flu, the cold thing. Is that
just the flu?
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about that weird rash in the spots you were telling me, or is that for off-air?
No, that's off-air.
Oh, should I not mention that?
Yeah, no, don't mention that.
Okay, we'll just worry about the cold then. Okay, let me just write something down in handwriting that no one can ever read.
That's right. Scribble out a prescription.
All right, from my medical degree and my knowledge of Googling weird home remedies,
yeah,
I've come up with six things that I want you to do, Simo, when you go home today.
What's that?
Number one, go fishing.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, or either that or just go to Woolies and buy some fish.
Okay, why is that?
Fish is good for you for reasons that there is an article here that I can't be bothered reading.
No, just for reasons. I like that.
Just reasons. Yep. Just don't question
what
I'm
else
a doctor,
you got?
Mate. Have a cup of tea. I notice you have been gently sipping on your tea all morning.
I do copious amounts of tea, so that's good.
You do drink a lot of tea. We're going to actually just make a note to our bosses.
What's some of the weirder ones you got there?
Eat some garlic.
Yeah,
in
fair.
A glass of milk.
Oh, mate, that's...
You said fair, so that means you have to do
it. Yeah, it sounded all right until you added the milk.
Put onions in your socks.
I've heard this one. I was at a cafe recently, and apparently, yeah, you slice up onions, put them in your socks. I think it's like a before-bed type ritual.
Another sock-related one. Put wet socks on.
No.
So have one foot in a wet sock, have one in an onion, or do you want to go both wet and oniony socks?
That doesn't make any sense. Is that the weirdest one you got?
Yeah, that's the weirdest one. Lucky last is have some nice chicken noodle soup.
Nah, always a winner.